Shalom Ubracha. I want to share with you all another beautiful insight, really a mind-blowing insight of the Rebbe Miash. Like the Rebbe writes, Adam lo yechol vereret inyan hazeh la'atzmo. A person is often unable to clarify this matter. Ki pamim rabot nistar mimenu im hu lokeach o noten. Because it's hidden from a person whether he's giving or receiving. And you need a lot of help to clarify whether we are giving or receiving. Of course, the goal is always to be giving, even if we need to receive in order to give. Now, what the Rebbe is saying is that sometimes it seems like on an external level you're giving, but you're really not. You're really just taking. And the opposite. So, for example, I was told by my students of a teacher that they really didn't like, who when she would teach the class and they had to go to the bathroom and they really had to go, she would not let them. She would embarrass them in public and say, absolutely not. And she would not let them go to the bathroom. And I just can't imagine that teacher was in a state of giving at that moment, even though a teacher is supposed to be the ultimate giver, trying to give over love and information. But I think she got into a headspace of taking. It's my classroom. I will not let that happen. Because otherwise, I just can't imagine the spirit that she had gotten herself in that story, which I heard. On the other hand, I'm just thinking about my own life. And there have been times when I, like everyone, have a yetzer hara when I'm in a shiur sometimes to not be fully present, to check my email, to check my WhatsApp messages. And I sometimes fall into that trap, but every once in a while I realize that the biggest gift I can give this teacher is to be fully present, is to give them their attention. And once or twice I've succeeded in just putting it all aside and really taking notes and, you know, making sure I was really present with the teacher. In that case, I think I was giving as a student perhaps even more than the teacher was giving. Giving him the presence and the love that he needed. So, whether teaching or receiving in any situation in life, with Hashem's help, we should always try to humbly take upon ourselves, please God, to receive the gift of giving. Have a beautiful day, and can't wait to learn with you tomorrow. Thanks for receiving/giving me the opportunity. Have a great day.